Saskatoon has many restaurants, one to please virtually any taste. It's a short walk from our studios on 3rd Avenue South to at least a half dozen. I admire restaurateurs who obviously have to work very hard to provide the level of quality food and service that attracts customers and keeps them coming back. Of course, the more places there are to choose from means competition. I read an article recently entitled, Ghost Restaurants Set to Disrupt Traditional Eatery Industry. So-called ghost restaurants, or kitchens, are an innovation being seen across North America, Europe, and Australia. They are virtual eateries that bring the food straight to customers by delivery. There is no actual restaurant with tables and servers. You order what you want through a third-party delivery company, and the food is brought to you. The benefit for the operator is low overhead. All that's needed is an industrial-type kitchen with a few chefs. I can see the plus side of utilizing a ghost restaurant if, say, it's 30 below outside with the wind and we don't feel like cooking, or if there's a big game on TV and friends are coming over. However, there's still nothing like a nice evening getting out of the house to go to one of your favorite restaurants where the atmosphere is inviting, the food is delicious, and the service is great. So it would seem logical that real restaurants will continue to coexist along with those ghost restaurants. Oh, and one great way to be noticed is to remind people who, what, and where you are through local radio. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.